to ooh, breathe. Greetings and salutations.
The universe is just doomed. Doomed, doomed, doomed.
Happy 420.
It's us, Nicole.
And me, Tessa.
And we have no research assistant tonight.
Nope, it's just us because no one wanted to die.
Our imaginary cousin Strawberry. Yeah, nobody wanted to be hotboxed in this room with us. Actually, Liana probably would have been fine with that.
She
just usually doesn't come out on a Friday.
No, it's Friday. It's the second day of baseball, so there's a bunch of people at my house, and I'm not into it, so we're doing this instead.
We are doing our 420 Cheech and Chong Spectacular.
Woo! Spectacular, spectacular, no word in the vernacular.
Because we are not just covering a Cheech and Chong
no,
film.
No, we're doing Cheech and Chong.
We're going to talk about the films that were big for us growing up because right. As children of stoner mothers.
Well, and it's another one of those things where I do not know a time in my
before
life.
Before Cheech and Chong.
No, I don't.
No, me neither.
I don't.
They were always...
always a part of my life.
And unfortunately, probably a lot of my sense of humor came from. Especially
well,
when I was younger.
A lot of that humor came from, like, did this or did this not? Was this not, like, the birth of the stoner comedy that...
I thought so.
Well, because, okay, so I did see a thing where, like, it was kind of based off of that whole thing, but, like, in the roots of... W.C. Fields,
uh-huh.
Who used drinking as a lot of
his
jokes.
Yeah, part of his comedy.
So a lot of it,
right?
Was like the fact that he was drunk and hated children, but like that was in the vein of, but not that it was weed. But the first ones that used weed to that advantage was
them
Cheech and Chong.
Well, and I have notes throughout at least a couple times that. You get strong vaudeville vibes.
Yes.
Stoner vaudeville.
Yes.
Because they do, or like Three Stooges, that mm-hmm. type of mm-hmm. the physical comedy goof. You know what I mean?
Where well, when I went back and watched the stand-up.
Yes.
The stand-up things where it was just a cup. It was them two, some folding chairs, and a stage. And they didn't even have like prop joints, but they made you believe that like this joint was bigger than that joint.
Right.
I hope your dick is bigger than this joint. This joint has polio.
Yeah.
You know, and there was nothing in their hands. So yeah, I could totally see that.
And I don't remember watching a ton of their stand up growing up.
No.
Because all of these movies are based on their stand up act,
yeah.
their audio mm-hmm. only albums or whatever.
Yes.
And my parents, we had vinyl always, but I don't even remember ever my mom putting a record on, except for me listening to Chipmunk Punk over and over again.
Well, that, and I were like, I remember my aunt, remember I told you the one where I, like, she would listen to the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
And Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She had that on vinyl, and I remember listening to that. But, like, it wasn't until later going through my mom's records.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you have the Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke record, and I was like, where'd the
giant paper go?
Yeah. Oh. She didn't have an answer for me.
I wonder. So yeah, so these two met in 1968.
Yes.
And
Cheech
was dodging the draft up in Canada.
Up to Canada.
Because Chong is Canadian. Thomas Chong and Richard Cheech Marine.
Richard Anthony Cheech Marine. And he got that name from his uncle when he was born because it looks like a chicharron or something.
Oh my God. No wonder at a certain point I think he tried to steer away from Cheech, but it was already too ingrained.
It is the name.
You can't be Richard and Chong.
His
or Richard and Thomas.
No, Richard. Well, it does not have the same vibe. Thomas Chong, directed by Thomas Chong.
Because I mean, Tommy, I've seen, you know, you see Tommy him listed Chong. More as Tommy yeah. Chong and Cheech Marin.
Cheech
but
Marin.
Thomas Chong,
Richard Marin.
Yeah, they have real respectable names. Actually,
well, now that's the name of his fucking art museum is the Cheech. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the joke name.
Well, because I feel like maybe it was initially, but because it became. Everybody referred to it as that because it is also the Chicano Art Museum
well, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the big word is
yeah, it's
the Cheech.
The Cheech.
Yeah.
The Cheech. I've been there. It's cool.
And it doesn't have anything to do with
no,
Cheech.
No, no.
It's just
no.
He lent his famous name to this museum.
He wanted to have a art type of installation where you could have that kind of thing that was Chicano art. And
yeah.
He sure did, which is funny because he's not fluent in Spanish. Like he's probably about as good as I am.
I'm gonna say he's like you. He knows all the bad words.
Mexican American.
Oh, we'll get there. We're gonna sing
know.
It. Don't you guys
oh,
worry?
Oh, don't you fucking.
You know,
fret.
We always give you a taste
don't
of the
you
music.
Fret.
I was hanging out with my mom and grandma today, and for some reason, singing came up, and I mentioned I was like, you know. On our podcast.
We do it a lot.
We do quite a bit of singing and we do get some compliments.
And it's
here
you
and
know,
there.
You know, we try our hardest. We try our hardest for you.
So anyway, these
Anyhow.
Two have been together since 1968. Mm-hmm. They did their first comedy album in 71.
Right. And was this or was this not in the when Cheech went up north to evade the draft? And
yeah.
It was Chong's family's
it was
strip
like a
club?
Or it was like a...
I read
it was
that it
a
was
comedy
a strip club.
Slash strip. I think it was like,
and they had like
entertainment.
Like
yes.
They had a comedy troupe
mm-hmm.
called I think City Works,
something like that.
And they performed out of Chong's family strip club. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was the club that they went to in the next movie. Oh no, I wonder if that was the Comedy Store.
Oh, probably because
they were
in L.A.
On the
right?
Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
Sunset
might have been.
Strip. Anyway.
But so I personally, I don't remember the albums. I don't remember the stand-up. For me, it is the movies.
Yeah.
And we watch the movies over and over. And not like on purpose even.
No. Well, like there's even if whatever, if you watch the movies, but you will have always recognized as a child of our ages, Cheech Marin's voice. At least
as Tito in Oliver and Company,
as every Mexican character
right?
there has ever fucking been.
He really got it in there with
we
the voice acting.
We have lived saturated with
yes.
at least Cheech Marin, but like Tommy Chong's in there too.
Yeah. So I ran a poll on Twitter about, I put just the first or not even the first four. Mm-hmm. I did Up and Smoke, Next Movie, Nice Dreams, and Still Smokin', and mm-hmm. said, what's your favorite? And Up and Smoke was like,
well, that's the classic.
Clearly way ahead of the others.
Because that one I watched Up and Smoke, I watched the Next Movie, and I watched the Corsican Brothers. And I watched the stand-up.
So we're going to go through quite a few because on rewatching, it turns out I watched Up and Smoke, Next Movie, Nice Dreams, Still Smokin', and the Corsican Brothers, in addition to some of their solo stuff.
Right. Born in East L.A.
Hold on. I have a list. Born in East L.A. Far Out Man.
Yes. That
the
was
Shrimp
the one.
On the Barbie. Mm. Rude Awakening.
And I feel like I've seen that, but I'm not.
You guys remember 100%. Rude Awakening, where Cheech and Eric Roberts were old hippies? If you saw pictures, you would know.
I might.
If you had seen it.
Well, but just be, well, I don't know.
The one I haven't seen is, I didn't ever see Evil Bong. Did you see Evil Bong?
I've seen parts of Evil Bong just because it's an Evil Bong voiced by Tommy Chong.
Right.
He does the voice, yeah. I've watched at least parts of it just because I had to see clips, much like I had to see Ginger Dead Man voiced by Gary Busey. I had to at least see parts of it.
Wow, that I have not seen either.
Well, you got to watch at least parts of it.
So what we're going to do is, because Up in Smoke is the most popular and the most well-known,
right.
we're going to spend a little bit more time on Up in Smoke.
We're going to get through it ish.
And we're not going to do the full. We're going to give a shorter synopsis because we're going to get through several movies here.
Right.
But I think this is the one I probably have the most notes on.
Well, I think so too. Well, also, a lot of these bits are connected to.
Yes, they're a little repetitive, but they change it. If it's something they use in more than one movie, it's not exactly the same.
Yeah. There it goes.
Gesundheit.
Whew.
And so I was surprised right off the bat because what I found out watching these movies is that I don't remember the very beginning of a lot of them because I think I caught them because I think they were on TV. And so you just turned it on wherever. Gesundheit.
I'm not allergic to grapefruit juice. I'm going to be so upset. I know I'm not.
Oh, no.
But am I allergic to that kind? No.
Okay.
That can't be it.
But I was surprised in the very beginning of Up in Smoke that Chong is from a rich family. Mm. I was like, wait, what?
I had forgotten that.
And like, he still lives at home? How old are they supposed to be?
Did we forget to actually look up, was he really 40 at this time?
We did not look up because, okay, when was he born? And this is 1978. So Up in Smoke came out in 1978, year before I was born, 3 years before Tessa was born.
Both of these, both the original and the sequel came out a year before both of us was born, 78 and 80. So 78 the year before you were born and 80 the year before I was born. So how he's 85?
Wow. The weed has preserved him well. So what year was he born in?
1938.
Holy shit. So 40, 58, 68. He was 40. He was fucking 40 and still supposed to be living at home.
So that was correct, the thing that I fucking read. So he was 40 and Cheech was 32.
Wow. So his parents are yelling at him about get a fucking job.
I forgot about all of this.
And he's just like mixing smoothies on the bar.
He's got like a banana. Like he looks like shit.
It was very weird, the whole beginning of this. And then Cheech waking up on this couch in a house full of, it looked like relatives, like it was his sister's house. But then later, all those kids are not there.
No, like he doesn't know. Like you never see these children again. No. Like who?
I don't know whose house it is. It doesn't say.
Nope. Except for that baby's got a full diaper. He puts his foot in the fucking cereal. He pisses in the goddamn
hamper or whatever.
I would be so mad. Well, there's shit in the fucking toilet too. Like everything is so gross.
Yeah.
It's so gross. All of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so Cheech straps on that iconic outfit, that Dickies with the red suspenders and that yellow crop top.
He has a different version of it in the stand up where it's like it says something, but you can't see it because it's like a VHS copy that skips.
Oh, wow. And then he goes to get in the love machine, his lowrider.
Diver?
Is that what it's called?
The license plate says
Muff Diver. Yes.
So this car, also the stand up, just to go back there, where he goes out there and he's like wiping it down.
Oh, how he wipes it with his hat.
Yes. And he puts the hat on and he gets in with the little dingleberries and it says Love Machine.
And it's got all that fur carpeting and the chain steering wheel.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. And he picks up Chong, who's been stranded on the side of the road. His car crashed or something, or I don't remember.
First, he stops to the surfer girls.
And they pass.
And the surfer
girls are
like, no. No, thanks. And he like sees out of the mirror titties.
And it's Chong.
He's like, hey, double bubble.
He scoots all across the road in front of traffic to get over there. And and it turns out to be Chong with titties. In his little hoochie shorts.
It's the only way I can get a ride, man.
And so he loads up all his drums and shit. They're about to get pulled over.
Right.
But there's somebody rear-ends the cop.
Yeah.
And
so
then
they
that's
get
it.
Away.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And then Cheech's like, oh, I think I got a joint, man.
Right.
Because said this was part of the stand-up too, right?
Right. This was part of the stand-up where they get in the car and he's like, he's got a joint. He's like, oh, no, this is a toothpick.
No,
he's like,
really?
Oh, yeah, that is like, a toothpick. Literally. He's like, hold on. I got it in the other pocket. And he's like, "Oh wait, no, that's my dick."
And then when he pulls it out, he's like, "Hey man, if that's your dick, like,
yeah, I hope your dick's bigger than this, man."
And it's all like a S shape,
right? Like it's all bent. And in the stand up, he talks about how the joint had polio. He's like, "What did it have polio, man?"
So Chong's got one better.
Oh,
he pulls out the fattest joint you've ever seen.
He was
seen.
Like, "Well, do you really want to get high, man? Like,
let's get high." And where was he keeping that? That's not in his pocket.
I don't know. In his butt.
And they get all high, talking about both being in bands and stuff.
Well, he tells them about, like, what is this? She's like, "I can smoke anything. That Michoacan, the Acapulco Gold.
That Tide Stick."
That Tide Stick.
And I thought to myself, did he invent the Tide Stick?
Right?
The Tide to
the
go?
Tide,
because that's what I thought of. Is remember them little stick? That
yes.
To the get the stain out?
Yes.
The Tide Stick.
The Tide Stick.
A Tide Stick.
Right? But he smoked it.
And his weed is this Maui Wowie, but mixed with Labrador.
He's like, "What is that?" He's like, "Oh, it's dog shit, man. Like,
my dog ate my stash.
Took me 3 days to get it back." He's like, "I'm smoking dog shit.
I think it gets you higher, man."
Right. Like, I think it might be better now. And now they're like,
just sat in the median.
Hot boxed this fucking car everywhere we go. And like, he's like, "Am I driving okay?"
I think we're parked, man. Cheech's like, oh man, that's some heavy shit, man. And so Chong pulls out some pills.
I never smoked no shit like that before, man.
Here, take these.
I'll
mellow you out.
Right, like, "Oh, wait, don't take
After
those.
He takes them. No, don't take those. And he's like, "I already took them."
You just ate so much acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life.
And he's like, "No, I never had acid." He's freaking out.
I'm going to die.
And the cops pull up.
Oh, shit. The fucking cops. And, like,
Chong starts just eating all of the drugs.
Oh, shit.
And Cheech is like in hysterics because
he tells him,
like,
that mellow out man.
Mellow out.
Are you good? You feel better?
Freaks him out. Hey man, what the fuck?
And that's when the fucking cop comes up because he does it. And
he's like, "Oh yeah, that's why he's all hysterical when he comes up. He's cracking up."
Right.
And what's your name? And he's like, when he gets him his license, he's like, "Isn't it on the fucking license?"
He's like, "Where's your driver's license?" Like, "It's on the bumper."
And then he asks Chong his name, and he's like, had. Trying to choke down all these drugs, and he leans over and
his name is Ralph.
I think his name is Ralph, man. Is that where Ralphing came from?
Because
we used to call puking Ralphing.
I'm seeing there's a couple things in here. I was like, wait.
Right? Is that where this
came
from?
That's what I'm saying, because there is never a time where I have not been aware of Cheech and Chong. Like, it's so deeply ingrained in my DNA. It's Cheech and Chong and A.
CNCNA.
CNC Music Factory.
That's in there too.
Yep.
So they, of course, get arrested. And when they get to court, Chong is still high.
He
ate so many drugs.
Oh,
he's like still all out of it.
And they take the water. "I need some water." And he takes the water from the jug.
This is fucking vodka, man.
Oh, shit.
So somehow they get out of jail. I don't know who bailed them out.
No.
And the next day, I don't know if it's supposed to be the next day, but whenever. Sometime later, Chong's now at the house where Cheech lives, which is either he lives there with the band or it's just his house.
But they need to go score a lid.
Well, you see the outfits for the band that look like waiters' outfits.
Oh, yes.
And then they're like,
he's like,
"I'm not wearing that." Chong's like, "That looks like a waiter outfit."
"Oh, no, trust me, baby." Like, this is
the hottest thing.
You look like a fucking catering team.
They even had little name tags. They fully were just some used catering outfits. But now, they got to score a lid.
Yes.
And they look all over town. They can't find it. So, Cousin Strawberry.
Oh, God. We got to
call up Cousin Strawberry.
And I swear I've been to this house. I know it's
where Strawberry lives?
I have been to this house.
I've been to very similar type of houses.
A very similar house. Like, even the outside, that look. In like San Bernardino way.
Oh yeah.
I swear I've been to that house.
When I used to go with my mom to score a lid.
I don't even remember what we were doing there.
Way more than a lid.
Well.
It was like, get your Ziploc freezer bag out and go to these trash bags full of weed.
Well.
fill them up. And I'm sure she transported over the border with me as a baby.
I will.
As cover.
I have a friend of mine that did the time with Tommy Chong eventually that we used to get that tunnel that was there.
From Mexico.
We used to get our weed from there and you'd have to saw it off with a fucking hacksaw and it smelled like gasoline.
Wow.
Yeah.
The good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Back then.
So they're looking all over town. They can't find everybody's dry. So they call up Cousin Strawberry, who's a Vietnam vet.
Yes. Like, don't say anything about Tom Skerritt. But like, his name is Cousin Strawberry. Like, what? Like, I'm not going to. And you can't really tell any fucking way.
And he's clearly not his cousin. He's just someone that he calls cousin.
Some guy. He's got a mustache. He's a mustache cousin.
They're related by mustache.
Probably.
And they hear that bird. They knock on the door and they hear that bird.
It's a minor bird.
Pedro's not here.
Yeah.
And when they come in, he's all.
Oh, it's a bird, man.
And like, he teaches it to
wanna
say.
Want to get high?
It sounds like Towley.
Yes.
Yeah.
Want to get high?
Is that where they got that from?
Maybe.
And so Cheech goes to talk to Cousin Strawberry and Chong starts like pretending chop up lines in this Ajax cleaner. Like he knows it's Ajax. He's just like playing in it or whatever.
But here comes Ajax lady.
Oh my God. The sounds this girl makes.
Well, because she's like, oh, well, shit. She pulls the tutor from behind her
She's
ear.
Like, well, hello. Where have you been all my life? And he's like trying to tell her like, oh, no, that ain't. And she's like just snorts the biggest line.
The fucking sounds.
She turns into like an elephant. Because she has to be.
Yes.
What would snorting Ajax do to you?
I don't know. I mean, like, what does snorting cocaine do to you? Like,
right, true.
Can't be much better or worse.
So now we meet Stacy Keach, Sergeant Stadenko.
Two cleft lip kings.
Right in the same film.
In this film.
And him and his dudes are on a stakeout in this laundry van with the zipper peephole.
What was the show Stacy Keach did?
Oh, God, dang it. It was.
Was it Rescue 911?
No, he was like a detective. He was like the main dude. Oh, my God.
Unsolved Mysteries. Wasn't
TV show Stacy Keach. Mike Hammer.
No. But what was the?
Oh, before that?
No. Not before that. But what was like the reality show? It was
had a reality show?
No. But it was like Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, there was a Stacy Keach one of those?
Yes. It now was that like I don't that, but think not I remember. That. Oh God damn it!
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck.
There's so many shows that come up when you type his name in.
And I'm
he did the Outer Limits, but probably just an episode.
Oh,
I would imagine.
Not that.
Amazing videos,
maybe. Oh, God. He was an American History X. That's right. He was the Grand Weezard.
So, yeah. So, they're peeping out. They were staking out Strawberry's house already because it's like the party house, I guess,
right,
or whatever.
Right, because, again, that's where you get all of the weeds.
And Strawberry takes Cheech out to score a lid in his motorcycle with sidecar.
Yes! Like the camouflage.
Uh-huh. From the war.
Did he do that after he got back from Vietnam? Like, he decided to make everything fucking
brought it with him.
There's no reason for that because he has a flashback.
Yes, he starts hearing explosions
and
whatever, and bails out.
4th of July, and yeah, he bails out while Cheech is stuck in the sidecar.
Yes,
and it crashes.
And Cheech sees like the raid's happening and tries to call Chong to tell him, but now there's like a full blown party happening in this house
that came up
out of nowhere. And he can't hear him, so he goes outside to hear and locks himself out. And so Cheech gets it. So now the police, they're raiding, they're cracking down, they got everybody tied up.
It's like a whole thing.
But Chong's fine,
because
he's out back. But he's fucking trying to get back in, because he doesn't know
that
that's what's
it's
happening.
A raid happening inside.
And Cheech, meanwhile, gets the band. And they dress up like furniture movers and come in mid-raid.
Yes, and take all the furniture.
Oh, sorry, we got to confiscate all this furniture.
They throw him in the back of the truck and off they go.
So, yeah, so he goes to get Chong and lets him in the house. And then he's like, oh, I got to figure out how to get you out of here.
Yes.
So, yeah, so they get away.
Yeah.
And Oh, and then they start talking about the van.
Yes, 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 yes.
That there's going to be like this huge.
Oh, right, right, right. There. Well, wait. Is this before or after LaMigra comes to the house to take the whole wedding party?
That's another movie, I think, my dear. I think that's the next one.
No, because that's how they get down there to get the van.
Oh, then it must be right after this?
Because they deport them, too. And he was like, oh, I'll call my uncle and he can get us back up there to...
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. Yes. So right before that...
Is she snoring?
Yes. This snoring? Dog is freaking snoring.
Well, what lends to it?
So, yeah. So after the police leaves... Then they're back at Cheech's house, like, or at his relative's house. Is that the house where he first woke up?
I don't know.
It's confusing.
I don't know. The whole thing
is. And they
weird.
Think the cops are there, but it's LaMigra.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
And he's like, oh, no, it's right. Cool. My cousin calls. There's a wedding in Mexico, and this is how they all get to Mexico for free.
That was the whole joke about Mexicans, is about how like 20, 25 of them live in mm-hmm. one place.
Well, because you secretly. Don't move out unless you're. Like married with, you know, like
well,
you stay
yeah,
at
yeah,
home
yeah.
till you're married. But even
also,
then.
So because you're moving people through.
Willow.
Whatever. I know. She's.
It's so loud.
Well, we told her what was going to happen while we were doing this. And she chose.
My dog
stay.
Secondhand high or something.
Well,
she can't get out of here.
She's snizzling.
Now. Yeah. She's
but
asleep.
Yes, this is where LaMigra come. And like, he's like, no, it's fine. He's getting married in Tijuana.
And he's like, it's all good as long as you have a green card.
And
but
like,
why would Chong have a green card?
I don't know.
And
why
would
they think
he was...
And not whatever. But they
know.
Get sent back to
So he had no
Tijuana.
ID and they get deported.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So then you hear Sergeant Sudenko talking about, oh, there's going to be this big drug thing coming over the border. And they're using weed to make
dollars.
They're like liquefying it and spraying
it
on things.
Turning it into plastic onto things. And we have word that they're making a whole vehicle.
So cut to like the fucking building of this weed van where they're spraying it all down.
Because they went to the wrong place, right? Am I to believe that? Like, he was going to his uncle's place to smuggle a upholstery.
Yeah, I don't think it was supposed to be the weed
van. And they
van.
Ate the burritos.
That's not his uncle. Yeah,
no,
he
no,
just
no.
went
yeah,
to the wrong upholstery
the
shop.
Wrong...
I believe so. That was the way
okay.
I took it.
And they were making, in this upholstery shop, a van made entirely of weed, but it was obviously made entirely of weed.
Very
like
obviously. They put weed leaves on it and they put
I
the
know,
license plate,
they
Yeska.
Painted it in fucking grill.
They were not even trying to hide this
that
shit.
That grill?
It was all furry with fucking buds.
I mean, they were trying to skin it down in their fucking weed warehouse, their fucking weed mine, whatever it is they were fucking doing in there. Because they go there and he's like, we're here to pick up the van. He's like, shigagaga. He's like, all right, we're here to pick up the van. And he was like, oh, because they ate food.
They
and
ate burritos in
like
Mexico, and now he has
Cheech
to shit himself.
Cheech always has to shit. Someone yes. always has to fucking shit.
He's all holding his booty
oh,
to get to the bathroom.
Together.
Oh, I hope
let's
it was
stay
a fart.
Together.
So yeah, so they end up taking this van,
which he didn't notice all this. He didn't smell it.
Really, it had to stink. And you guys have been searching and searching for weed.
The whole city is dry,
and you are driving around in this
and
fucking van made of weed.
I'm like Toucan Sam with that shit. I could
you
sniff
can smell
it out.
It.
It's like the fucking fumes off of an apple
There's
pie.
There's no way a van that's
on
completely
a
made of weed you're not going to pick up on.
I'm going to notice, even if I'm about to shit my pants, I'm going to notice I'm in a room
weed
full
in
of
here.
Weed. Some Michoacá, some Acapulco Gold, some fucking, yeah. What did it say, Tijuana Brown? When they have those... That sounds gross.
Does sound gross.
That sounds gross.
So they get to the border and they're getting, well, Cheech is getting nervous. Chong is like still sitting there smoking a joint all the way up until they get to the border.
Because he's like, oh, holy shit. Like, we're here already. And he's like, oh, shit. He's like, you got to get rid of that.
So he wants him to get rid of this joint, not realizing they're driving in the van made of weed.
Right.
And when he gets rid of his joint, he flicks it into the car full of
nuns.
And so then when the dogs come out to do the search, the girl jumps out because she's on fire.
She's on fire, yeah.
And the dog comes over like, oh, weed. So they think the nuns are the ones transporting this car and that's the car.
Yes. So they take them to like, They're like giving them cavity search.
And they're all, woo!
Yeah.
The first time I've been touched there.
Yes, if it wasn't by a priest to make that holy water.
So Cheech and Chong get through because of that.
Yes.
And then they pick up some hitchhiking girls.
Again.
Who are going to the Roxy.
Yes. They for the Battle of the Bands.
It's like the Battle of the Bands, man.
Oh, shit.
That girl's voice.
Do you want a lewd? Why? You got some lewd?
Shh. No, I don't got any lewds.
You got a lewd?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they like don't have any weed either. I know.
No, he's like, I wish we had some.
And they're like, oh, let's go see Gloria.
Yes.
And who's Gloria? Like a fucking cop.
Yes.
At the police station.
Dispatch at the LAPD. Yes.
So she's going to take him into the.
And she's got fucking booger sugar.
Yes, she does. So she don't have no weed, but she got some booger sugar for him.
Of course. And then they're playing around.
Cheech and Chong are playing around on the radio when fucking Studenko calls in.
Did we miss where they were at the bathroom with the nuns and he pissed on my leg?
There's a couple times where he pissed. That Studenko gets pissed on a few times.
Like one time Chong does it. And one time Cheech does it.
I know. I'm just trying to. I'm like, I still got a whole nother page and we're already a half hour
in.
Girl,
I don't know. We haven't even smoked that
joint. I don't
want
to spend an hour on just Up and Smoke, but we'll see.
Well, we might. I don't know.
And they do the, they call in on the radio and he's like, do you know who this is?
Oh.
No. Who is this is?
Who is this is? That's right.
We used to say that shit
yes!
so fucking
that
much.
Was one of the things I was like, oh shit, who is this is?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
I had forgotten.
So they pass each other in the station, but then this is where I think Cheech goes back to piss and then he pisses on Sidenko's shoes in the cop bathroom.
Yeah.
So they take off and they're driving along when
their
exhaust starts to like burn some of this weed on the pipe, on the exhaust pipe. And they get pulled over by a motorcycle cop.
And he comes
by
up
the
to
time
the
he gets up to the window.
He's so high because he leans over to inspect.
Mm-hmm. Well, because that's why he pulls him over, I think, is because the fumes. Yeah. And so when he gets up there, he's like, yeah, how can I help you?
What do you want?
And they're like, you stopped us.
Yeah, no, they're like, nothing, man. He's like, oh, okay. Can I have some of that hot dog?
On the dash?
Well, you can have the whole thing, man. He's like, all right, thanks. You guys have a good day. Like, when he comes up to say, what do you guys want? That's gold. Gold, 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 gold.
So
that's
good.
So good.
Well, and I was going to say, it's like Super Troopers and the last person that they were in talks with to do a new Cheech and Chong movie is Jay Chakra Sanjar from Super Troopers. And you know I didn't say that right because I can't. Because I've never heard it said by him. Chakra Sandrahar. Chakra.
Nope.
Hold on. I have it written down. Where is it?
Chandrashankar?
Chandrashankar.
Nope. I don't think that's right either.
How's it spelled?
Hold up.
J. Chandrasekhar.
J. Hold up.
It's Chandrasekhar.
Chandrasekhar.
Yeah.
Sushis
and sashimis.
Chandrasekhar. Nope.
Okay, no. Moving on.
Nope, yes.
But yes, so I'm sure some of Super Troopers was inspired by Cheech and Chong.
I'm sure a lot of things
are inspired by
Cheech and Chong. Oh, for sure.
So yeah, so they... I turned the page. No, don't turn the page. So yeah, he gets a hot dog. He takes off. They head up to the Roxy and that rock fight song is playing.
It's the rock fight of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's there. And like they got to park back
just right there
the
backstage right next
part
to
of
the
this? Were they part of this or
know,
they just
man.
Got the best parking spot even
well and you can't just show up for the Battle of the Bands on the day of I don't think you'd have to have been on the list already and they wrote a song just like on the way
They hadn't even, they were going to make a band.
They hadn't even rehearsed or anything.
Nope.
And then there's that whole scene where everybody thinks they're fucking, where Chong is fucking both those girls. But it's just, he's asleep and so is the blonde. It's the redhead telling a story about someone else fucking. But they're like, now Chong's the man. They're like, yes, go inside.
That's what my husband said. He was like, well, why are they like leading him in there? Then they get to go first. They got the best parking. They get to go in there first. after all of that? Like,
when they weren't in there first, it's like they were, because all the other bands went ahead of them. They were like the last one to play.
Well, that's what I thought too, but like when they went in,
I think they let him in because he just banged two girls in that van.
Maybe.
And he was big king shit, and all of a sudden everyone was like, hell yeah, let the man in.
That's why they got to close the fucking show.
Yes.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And then, and now Chung's all out of it, and the only thing I could think of was either it's from the lewds, but like the only thing that ends up making him better is when he gets weed.
So is it like
it's just
because
he hasn't had his spinach?
Yes.
So he's like low energy till he gets his spinach?
These are stoner comedies, so therefore vis-a-vis, you must have weed in order to perform your duties.
And so meanwhile, the cops have determined that this is the place, this battle of the bands is where they're gonna find this van,
obviously, because it's
and they steal the Hare Krishna guy's outfits. But like, if you're not bald, no one's gonna buy that you're Hare Krishna.
You have mustache.
And the van's like, the owners who actually were waiting for this van have also somehow tracked it down.
Yeah,
these like gangster dudes or whoever they are.
All of the things. Yes, that's right. Because we forgot to mention that they've been following.
Yeah, there's these other dudes whose actual truck this is. Is like,
right,
what the fuck?
Right, because they don't know them. Mm-hmm. They find out. They're like, who the fuck did you?
Right, where did our fucking van go? Because
the dudes show up to take the van or something, and it's not.
I don't even
think
it shows like what happened, but
it alludes to like, holy fuck, who took our fucking van? Because they weren't supposed to; they were just supposed to transport some upholstery.
And so, meanwhile, they're like, he's all fucked up. They go to take the stage, and Chong's like falling off the drum stand and knocking all the drums over until. That van outside starts to smoke.
Yes.
And it starts to come in through the vents.
Gets everybody high.
And the crowd's all mad, but when they start getting high, all of a sudden they're like,
all right. No,
we can wait.
Yeah.
So Cheech takes the stage.
In the fucking
tutu. Pasties, Mickey Mouse ears, and Chong's in his unitard and cape.
Yep.
And... And yeah, so now everybody's high and ready for this
shit.
Right.
Because the whole
venue is like, yeah.
Yes, your mama talking to me, tell me how to live.
But I don't listen to it because my head is like a sieve. My daddy, he disowned me because I wear my sister's clothes. He caught me in the bathroom with a pair of pantyhose. So yes, this I love this song.
Yeah,
it's catchy. Mm. I love it, and the crowd loves it.
Everybody loves it,
and the cops are outside with the munchies because they've all been sitting around this fucking van.
The van is on fire.
Yeah,
this van is on fire.
And Sergeant Stadenko finally gives in and pigs out.
The pizza, eat the pizza.
The pig pigs out.
Yeah.
So they win. They win the big battle of the bands.
They always do. They always do, baby.
And yet they still don't have any weed.
No.
And so they got to smoke this hash off a pin.
Dry. Oh, my God. Do you...
What?
Smoking hash off a pin.
I've done it, but rarely. It's not something I did commonly.
Because it's a good way to burn your lips.
And your throat if you suck it back.
It's a good way to suck it down your fucking throat.
Yup.
If you don't get it. All the way like a marshmallow on a pin.
And so that's the end of Up in Smoke.
Pretty much.
And it is a really good time to take
a
break.
I want to so bad.
So we'll be right back. And we're back.
We're back for the next movie.
Which means it's time.
Spark it up.
Spark it up.
Fire it up.
Fire it up. Oh, wait. Wrong time of year for that.
But. You know, whatever. It's 1980.
So yeah, it took till 1980 for the next movie, right?
Next movie, yes. And this is introducing Edie McClurg.
That's right.
Introducing Edie McClurg, and we have so many greats in this: Cassandra Peterson,
Rita Wilson,
Paul Rubens.
Mm-hmm. And I meant to say, because I did write it down.
Yeah.
Up in Smoke, you can watch on Pluto for free right now.
Yeah.
Next movie you can watch on the Internet Movie Archive for free. So now I sleep on this shit all the time. Not Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
The Internet Archive.
That tastes like macaroni and cheese.
What's the name of it? Hold on. Shout out this macaroni and cheese joint.
Does it not?
Sparky's Hindu Kush Indica.
It smells like macaroni and cheese. It tastes like macaroni and cheese. Like Kraft.
I'm not getting it.
Are you not?
No.
I am.
Different palates.
I guess so, because I'm tasting and I haven't eaten.
I had a handful of chips on the break.
I have not even had any of
that. Maybe it ruined my palate because it's all salted now. Salted
my palate
it down.
It is 100%.
Yeah,
in the back
it.
Of my fucking mouth, Kraft macaroni and cheese.
And I'm getting more of a like peppery.
I'm tasting oregano. The fucking orange packet cheese.
Like,
I mean, it's not bad.
That's so weird.
I'm not upset. I'm not mad about it, but it's weird.
Oh, God. We haven't listened back to just one of the guys. Was that the one where we tried to smoke that infused one?
Yes, yes.
For the first time, we're going to have to edit some shit because, oh, my God.
Yes.
We almost died.
Nope. And that's why
this time it is a non-infused naked joint. So anyway, next movie.
Anyhow, next movie.
So this one, again, forgot the beginning of this. I thought for a second, watching the beginning, I've never seen this movie.
No.
Them siphoning the gas into the trash can and carrying it.
Like a trash can full of gas that's spilling all over the fucking place.
Is this Beavis and Butthead?
Yes, bitch.
And then just trying to pour it into the gas tank?
What? No, I read that. I read that. Where did I read that? That was like Beavis and Butthead is based on...
Is also a teenage Cheech and Chong
like
before they were
be,
stoners.
Right? Like, I'm not, I don't think I'm making that up. I feel I like know. I did see that.
And they blow up the fucking car lighting a joint.
Yes. And the Thunderbird belongs to the rich neighbor.
Right. It's not even their car.
No.
This is such a weird thing. This movie, the whole premise of this is so weird.
Was that not, there was somebody that got mad at Chong in the beginning of Up in Smoke when he took the bug out with the Rolls Royce?
It could have been.
Was it not the
someone
same
from
guy?
The rich family
it looked
house?
Like that. I don't
Maybe.
Know, but I mean,
yeah, I don't know. So
whatever,
then suddenly,
but this house.
Cheech goes to get a change of clothes because they blew up inside this car.
Yes,
and
yes.
He needs to go get a change of clothes before work, so he goes to his girlfriend's work, and that's where Cassandra Peterson and Rita Wilson are actresses on set,
and Lou Ferrigno, who is a red,
but a red Hulk, and wasn't
yes.
that a thing? Wasn't
and it's
the red
like
Hulk
the wrong? He's like, hey, Cheech. Which wall do I go through?
And he sends him through the wall where Cassandra Peterson
the wrong
and Rita
fucking
Wilson
wall.
Yeah.
Like, why are you listening to Cheech?
And Jambi was the director?
Yes!
There was so
it's
many
everybody.
People.
Everybody.
And so they.
Could you imagine hanging out for these
I can't.
Fucking.
I can't. And I feel like were Cassandra Peterson and Paul Reubens and all them, were they like groundlings or something? Or
Cassandra Peterson and John Paragon. Paul Reubens.
Though
like
they were
all
in that same comedy.
They were
kinda.
All like buddy, buddy, buddy.
Okay, okay.
And Rita Wilson, I guess, too.
Just
she,
random.
Where?
Just where'd she come from?
Making Chet Hayes.
Oh, God.
That's her problem. Chet Hayes is her baby.
We decided Tom Hanks isn't Chet Hayes' dad.
No, I guess he is, but
he
like,
is.
How?
He is, but like.
He's just like. Because
the first
Rita
one's a clone
the
of him.
One. Yes.
And the second one looks like neither of them and acts like
no,
neither of them.
He acts like when he speaks in the patois.
Oh, no. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Back
yeah.
to the movie.
Sure.
So they return the stolen car to the neighbor's garage. And then we cut to Chong in, with his motorcycle in the living room with the exhaust pipe out the window, just revving endlessly and pouring exhaust smoke into his fucking neighbor's plants.
On the rose bush?
Fucking killed it. And
well,
like
you have to because you'll kill everybody in the fucking house.
And when I was under 10, we often had motorcycle and vehicle engine parts mm-mm. on newspaper in our living room floor, but I don't remember anyone bringing anything motorized inside the house and starting it.
No, there was nothing like that, but it
not
wasn't
quite
until
to
I was
level.
An adult. We lived in that fucking house, and the one dude moved in late, and he kind of mm-hmm. in there, And like he fucking put an engine on the goddamn porch and it stayed there until.
Hey, at least it wasn't on your living room floor.
That's true. That's true. Well, there was enough going on like inside the fucking house. You saw inside that fucking house.
Yes. So it's after he's done polluting the neighborhood with the exhaust, then he starts the noise pollution with the guitar.
Yes.
Like even Cheech, when he comes home, is like, fucking
it's
dude,
too
you got
avant-garde. Like he's blowing him off the fucking porch of this trap house. It's condemned. It says it.
Yeah, straight up. They just live in some condemned house.
Yeah.
So they go. they take the van, his work van. Cheech's
yes,
work van.
He brought it from work.
And they dress it up for the neighborhood they're in, which all that shit was just
they
on the work van.
They had to make it look more paisa.
And so they had
and
the.
And it's the same fucking.
That chain steering wheel.
You
and
know
the,
why you have to have a chain steering wheel?
Why?
Because
you're
all
handcuffed
tiny
together.
Like that. Yes, because you have to have one small enough to drive while you're handcuffed.
On my tiny little car, I should put a chain steering wheel because how hilarious would that be on a Mitsubishi?
That's what I'm saying on mine. I'm going to put dingleberries in my Subaru.
Now that my car is like almost 10 years old, I should start doing fucking weird ass shit.
I'm
going to
have like Muppet upholstery.
Totally.
I'm going to keep a bass drum in the back at all times. I got room for it.
Right?
Even my groceries don't take up that much room.
And then so they're on their way to Chong's probation officer because he's got to bring a pee sample.
Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, this is really going to blow their mind. I got my sister's piss and she's pregnant, man. Doesn't that... isn't that a thing though? It's like if you have testicular cancer.
Oh, that it could show up that you're pregnant.
That if you, as a man or as a male, or if you have two or a Y chromosome, however you want to put it, if you piss on a pregnancy test and it comes up pregnant, you should probably get your nuts checked because it could be testicular cancer.
So he ends up, what is it that he eats or drinks that Cheech ends up drinking his pee sample?
Oh, he has that fucking bag, right? That he thinks is coke.
Oh, and it's...
Because he asked him, he's like, well, did you get the bag of weed? And he's like, no, she's out, but she
got
this.
And he's like, well, that looks like coke. And he's like, it does. Like, he never says it
smells like coke, too.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, oh, come on, let me have some. He's like, no, I don't want to be responsible for your, like... addiction. He's like, no, just come on, just let me smell it. He's like, all right, I'm gonna let you smell it. And he puts it in his
crams
face
his whole
like,
face into it.
And he's like, oh my god, it's salt.
That's what it was.
Or no, it's soap because there's bubbles.
The powdered like Calgon Take Me Away.
Yeah,
or,
like Ajax.
Or one of those very simple. So they must have. Do you think they knew somebody who accidentally snorted a cleaner
know,
of some sort? Because
Ajax,
they
Ajax. Could you imagine doing that not dying?
Burn.
I've done some stuff.
What's happening? What my fucking that? Alarm is going off. Oh, to say to upload tonight's episode, my alarm is going off. Oh, that's going to be late.
Wow.
Should have snoozed it instead
what
of canceled
time is
it.
It?
It's already 9:30.
Oh, well, it's not too late. It's not too late.
We're not that
it's
old.
It's never too late, baby.
So yeah, he ends up chugging the pee sample to get the soap
right
out of his mouth.
He's
like,
oh,
don't drink
that.
So they go down to the welfare office.
He gets a drink it twice.
Take a moment. Take a mo. Take a powder. No, don't.
Oh.
Don't take the powder.
No. He gets him to do it twice. He gets him to drink piss twice. Once on his own. And the second time he's like, here, drink this.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So yeah, they go down to the welfare office
to
see Cheech's old friend Donna, who she's in several of these movies, and she is Evelyn Guerrero Morita.
Yes, that's right.
And yes, we do mean the wife
of
Pat
Morita.
Not during this film.
No, but until his death.
Mm-hmm.
For a good long time. How long were they married?
You said 94 till he died. Morita died.
It was at least 10 years, I feel like.
And she was also the first Latina to be the centerfold in a Playboy.
A Playboy, yep. And I sent her the picture and it
Oh yeah, censored the titties, but not the bush, because her bush censored her coochie. It was so big.
Well, I mean, it was the 80s. She looks like an adult woman.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, no problem with the bush. I'm just saying, according to the internet,
it wasn't like out of fucking control
because you couldn't see lips.
No,
it was censored.
See, it looked like a merkin. It was like a perfect triangle.
Yeah. Edge to edge.
Right. You get it trimmed up, but like it covers. I prefer it.
And she was everything but the first one. She wasn't in Up in Smoke. None of the girls from the subsequent ones were in Up in Smoke.
No,
right?
The boys. I feel like that was like a launching.
Because those two girls who were in that first one, I don't think ever appeared in any of the other ones, because then they both met their wives.
Right.
And we get their wives in the subsequent films, which I thought I had Tessa look it up because I was like, is Donna married to Cheech? Because
and
she's
I
in
was
a bunch
like,
of
oh,
these.
Yeah, she was in all of the things. And yeah, that's her. But I was like,
and
oh,
then
wait,
she sent me
no,
the photo
her.
And I'm like, no, that's
like,
the
no,
white
she's
girl.
The blonde. Yeah. She's the rich girl.
They were both married to blonde white girls.
Well.
Was the 80s.
She's a rich girl. Don't mean nothing.
So while they're waiting in the welfare office, so Cheech goes to molest Donna, like full on at work.
Right, she's like,
she's trying to tell him.
Yeah.
Like he takes her in this room and is molesting her, and she's like, you're going to get me fired. Like,
no,
it's a windowed room.
But he's eating that pussy. I mean, like, and Michael Winslow.
Michael Winslow's in the waiting room doing his sounds. Hilarious. Yes. Gotta love a Michael
and like
Winslow
it's
appearance.
Nothing like it's like the weirdest fucking thing. It's just it's killing time. It's killing
yeah it's just
time.
Him sitting there making noise.
Right.
They just probably
they
met finally, him
they get caught because it's
because well, they're getting all loud in there
or whatever. Yeah well they come out and they call his name Cheech, Mr. Cheech.
And she gets fired.
Of course she does. Because you can't be doing that shit.
No. In the welfare office?
She had such good hair.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous.
Such good hair. She looked like Chacha de Gregorio.
Yes,
the
indeed.
Best dancer at St. Bernadette's with the worst
absolutely.
Reputation.
So now they're practicing, right? Is this we get our first taste of...
Oh, yes.
Mexican Americans.
Oh, yes.
Don't just like to get into gang fights.
They like... Flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow.
Which you said you sing to yourself
every
in the morning.
Morning.
When you get up at what, fucking
4:30 in the morning. Actually, insane. You know what, 4:20 just because it's funny.
She gets up 2 hours after I go to sleep.
I know.
As similar as we are as people.
I know. Well, because that's just
we are different schedules all the way. As
oh,
far
I
as
know.
There are 17 group messages by the time my lazy ass gets out of bed because her and Liana and Cameron.
Well,
I don't think Kim's
up
early.
No,
but
Kim's not up early. Not as early. But that's why we.
But you guys have smaller kids in school. So you're like.
Well, that and she gets up early so she can have time by her fucking self.
Yeah.
And I get up that early so I could sit there and stare at the wall.
And sing Mexican-Americans.
And sing Mexican-Americans. Don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real fucking slow. So I do it real fucking slow.
And then, of course, Chong's version of the song.
Beaners! Beaners!
I'm still working on it.
Oh,
and
my God.
She's just like, yeah, it's pretty good. Like, no.
So also, I feel like I need to tell you, just because we have sang the song, that I literally have a cousin known as Chata.
Hey, I got a stepdad named Jay.
I know. See? That's why this works.
And now somehow, even though Cheech got Donna fired, she calls him.
I know. To
for
come
a booty
over to the
call.
Fucking house. But then she takes all goddamn night. You think
yeah,
she's
she
not
does.
Coming.
Yeah, because he has this whole adventure. Well, Chong does. Because Cheech is like, oh, I'm going to have a date with Donna. You go find something
like,
else
go
to
take
do.
Off. And he was go, like, go to my... gotta watch, like, Goo-Goo's Gigi Gets Gooey or whatever the fuck. Goo-Goo Gets Gaga Gets...
But then Cousin Red calls.
Yes.
Big emergency. I need
and
some money.
And did you see the next to the phone, the Dave's Not Here man?
No, it was a written?
Written on the wall.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And so Cousin Red needs some money, and you don't know why, but like he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Or first he tells him, no, I don't have any money, but he wants to get rid of Chong. So he like,
right. He's
oh,
like,
go get
oh,
my cousin.
Go meet my cousin. Go party with
he's
him.
He's a Texas oil millionaire.
And is he not from there?
Well, because they drive there. So he ain't from Texas.
No.
But the accent.
Well, okay. So like I told you earlier, when... when Red shows up and I was like, when they go on this whole adventure together and I was like, oh man, this must have been when like they didn't want to hang out with each other and like they had to film separately because Cheech was one place, Chong was another. And
but
I was
it
like,
was
oh, fuck,
Cheech,
you
bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Cheech
and like Cousin Red.
Cheech. So yeah, so he goes to this hotel to pick up Cousin Red and Cheech
right.
in a strawberry blonde long wig
yes,
with tattoos
with a tattoo
on his forehead.
On his forehead looking like a member of the Manson family.
Yeah, and a fur coat is up there arguing with Paul Rubens,
yes,
the desk clerk.
Who is keeping his
luggage. Because he didn't pay. He thought it was $37 a week and it's
$37.50 a night. So yeah. He owes him $260-something.
And Cheech is, or Chong is like, let's just go. And he's like, no,
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 the
no,
weed.
No. Like, I got a bunch of weed in my luggage.
So they
so
climb
don't
up,
call the cops.
Right. Don't call the cops. So mm-hmm. they climb up the outside of the building to try to get back in this room. And this white couple.
Is this Jeff Daniels?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
are
that was Jeff
sure?
Daniels.
Are you sure?
I did not clock him as Jeff Daniels at all.
Because the teeth looked very Jeff Daniels.
No, I think
it's
just some dude.
Couple? The
they,
puppet couple?
They had sock puppets that
sock
they were
puppet
doing
couple?
Sexy time things
do,
with.
Do you want to do some weird stuff with the...
We got a Syphil and Ollie over here to get kinky. And so they break into the room for the bags, but it's the mm-hmm. sock puppet sex room.
Yes.
And
they, like, turn everything out?
Yeah, they, like, turn out their room.
Come on.
And the, and she's all... She wants them
yes.
to take her so bad.
Yes.
She's like, don't touch
don't
me, like pushing
touch
her chest
me.
Out.
Oh!
And they're like not even looking
no,
at her.
They're
like, we're
they're
looking
for
this bag
weed.
Of weed,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it's a lot of weed, because it is. It's a lot of fucking weed when they finally do find it.
So they
it.
Find it. It's a whole duffel bag full of weed.
All these tie sticks.
They get out out to the car or whatever, and Pee-wee ends up getting arrested because
yes,
cause
he calls
he's
the
just
cops or
a problem. Or he's always calling the fucking cops, and when
yes.
they get there, there's nobody there, mm-hmm. they don't think. So they're like, you're in fucking trouble
yeah.
again. So they go to this massage parlor.
Oh, and the narrow fucking waists, the cocaine hips.
On these massage parlor
of the
girls.
The era.
Yeah.
The era. Because there's like the roller skate girl, right?
Yes.
The roller skate girl. Oh, no. He records the raid, isn't it?
Like, well, okay. So first there's the dude who's like dressed as a rooster who has the girl
oh,
tied
my
up.
God.
And he
that too, like
he has to crow to come, and so after that, so they find
oh.
that guy.
Oh no, that's later.
And then Red plays the police sounds on the
yes.
boombox, and they
yes.
think it's a raid.
Yeah, no.
So everyone
think, yeah,
in the brothel
yeah.
like scatters,
yes,
and
yes,
he's
yes.
laughing. He's just
he records at the hotel.
Yes,
the cop showing
the
up.
Actual raid.
Right,
to
right.
play
he
later
wants to scare the deer.
Yes, exactly.
Off of his property that we find out later is not far away.
No, it's driving distance, like a couple hours, maybe tops.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe.
So the brothel empties and the girl that was tied up with the rooster man is still tied by the ankle. So she's like trying
yes.
to hop along to get out and they take her with them. She wants to go with them.
Well,
they
I mean, like she
them,
goes and she's like the narrowest of them all.
They untie her and she hops a ride with
right,
them.
Right, right, right.
And they go to.
It's like a
music store I have.
Yes. It's like the music store. And
yes,
like, yeah,
an instrument
they go to
shop.
The fucking thing, and it's like, holy sheep shit.
He says that like 17 times in this.
I know.
It's the most overused phrase in any Cheech
and
Chong movie because
funny.
It's not that funny.
Nope.
One time, sure.
Fine.
He's a redneck. Holy sheep
sure.
shit. But over and over and over again? Cheech, come on.
Cheech, come on.
But this Elvis impersonation he's doing in the shop. Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel. It's like they use, it's just an excuse for him to do all his white guy act. Mm-hmm. As he asked to be Cousin Strawberry the Texan or whatever.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, so they're all playing. Chong's playing the drums. The girl plays, or no, Chong plays the guitar. She plays the drums. He's singing.
They're making a fucking scene.
Yeah, they're making a scene.
They're all high. They're all fucked up. They're all drunk. They're all whatever.
And they follow this classy blonde chick, which is Cheech's real life wife, out to her convertible.
Ricky Marie.
Yes, and they climb in uninvited. She's like, no, but what's happening? And they're like, take us back to your house.
Yeah, and she do.
She goes back to her mansion where her mother, Edie McClurg.
Yes, thinks that this is like.
She thinks
so
it's
cute.
Halloween. Is it supposed to be Halloween?
You're the Cowardly Lion. Uh-huh. You're Glinda
Dorothy,
the
Good
Witch.
Glinda the Good Witch.
Yes.
So she thinks they're dressed up as the Wizard of Oz.
And this is, like we said, this was the introduction. And so this has been her shtick.
Mm hmm.
The entire time.
That Elvira, yes. Mistress of the Dark act.
Yes.
But except for she's cooler in this. Too.
So that's another, we have Venn diagrams about.
Yes,
people
we should. Yeah, we should try it. Patrick.
Get on.
Well,
it.
I will talk to him before he hears this because otherwise it won't be ready in time. Well. I'll have to ask him. So dad comes home for their 35th anniversary dinner and it's Charlie.
Girl from
the
brothel
guy
recognizes,
and so that's and it's fine.
Yeah, it's
like
cool.
It doesn't get
you watch a movie.
It's awkward because the audience knows and Cheech and Chong know,
right?
But it's
even
not,
on the couch and mom doesn't notice.
Nobody says anything.
Nope.
Mm-mm. It just and she's all hugged up on him and everything.
Yes.
And the mom is just oblivious. She's probably on lewds.
Well, everybody's on lewds.
They so
they still
decide
made them then. They don't make lewds no more.
I don't think so.
They make opiates
I ain't never
now.
Had
they
a
make
lewd.
Fucking methadone
and all that stuff. Yeah.
What is it?
Oxycodone and Norcos and all that stuff.
Oh, well, hey.
Yeah. So that's probably similar. So they go to the comedy club.
Yes, which is probably the comedy store. You think?
Probably.
Because they're on Sunset Strip.
And then and he's they're in the rolls with this big doobie. Dad's
yes!
in the back with his daughter and the girl. Edie McClurg up there in the middle,
it.
High as hell.
She is loving it.
So they go to this comedy club and Cheech.
It's Pee Wee Herman.
Right. So Pee Wee Herman is Mr. Pee Wee Herman is announced and he comes up in the full
literally
suit.
Literally Pee Wee Herman.
And he starts to do his thing, but they recognize him.
Right.
As
they
the,
heckle him.
And they start heckling him.
Yeah.
And so he's
like, this is so easy.
You think you could do better?
You come up here and tell a joke.
And he's like, all right.
All right, I'll do it.
Strawberry gets red. Or not Strawberry. Fucking
well,
Red. I called him Strawberry.
I know. But
Cousin Red. Cousin
oh,
Strawberry.
Oh, no. Not him, but. Fucking Chong comes up because we forgot that he did that.
Oh, so back at the house,
the
Red did a
magic
trick for the mom with this
with
cup.
The fucking roll in the napkin, and he's like, I'm going to turn it into a piece of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a peach?
And
it's
so
like,
for,
it's his dick.
First, Red gets up and does his donkey ball time telling
yes.
joke, which I have heard and I forgot. I don't know if they originated this.
I don't know.
That's
well,
probably the first time
things,
I heard
yeah.
it. Is the lifting the donkey's balls yep. to tell the time. And it's mm-hmm. like, because the clock's over there, man.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Yes.
The clock. So then they get Edie up on stage.
Yes.
And she tells a terrible joke.
Of course.
And then Chong gets up and he does the dick trick, only he just is like, I'm going to turn this napkin into a dick.
Into my dick.
So then this, so Pee-wee brings this Amazon woman
oh,
that
yes.
he found to kick them off the stage and a riot
Lola
starts.
From difficult people.
There's a big old fight. And so they get outside and the valet, Red gets mistaken as a valet and gets handed the keys to this convertible.
Yes, and they take a whole nother.
So
Porsche
now Chong, he's
Ferrari
like the weed,
or whatever the fuck.
We left
like,
the duffel bag. So they leave the girls,
right.
It's just him and Red.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, you want more weed?
We'll go to my fucking fields.
And meanwhile, we flash back a couple times to Cheech, who's still waiting for Donna.
Oh, he's been waiting for Donna
all
night.
Doing all the laundry he's ever had.
Now this disgusting place is
it's finally clean.
And there, he's like, oh, if she doesn't show up in another 5 minutes, I'll just wait longer. And like, he's got like lava lamps.
Yes,
and,
like, he's all
doing
set the
laundry.
Mood. Yes.
He's like ironing his hat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so Red takes Chong to the weed fields, and there's a cop chase, and he's booby-trapped his field for the deer. So, like, fireworks and explosions are going
off. It's for
the deer,
but this is more fun.
And then suddenly there's a UFO.
Yeah, for real.
What the fuck?
For real, though.
Not just mistaken. Nope. There's a UFO that first sucks up a bunch of weed plants.
Yeah.
And then it sucks Red and Chong up into the spaceship.
He goes and he comes back with that fucking space
Viking
outfit.
Fucking space Viking outfit.
Come on. You think space people have them fucking
It was
knee
very
pads?
Weird. So yeah, he shows back up telling Cheech about the UFO and space coke.
Right. Well, because this whole time that Cheech is waiting for Donna.
Oh yeah, Donna finally shows up. Yeah, he falls
and
asleep.
And Donna do finally show up dressed in her best disco outfit, and he's dreaming,
and he's like
he's trying to get the neighbor in the dream fucking Quetzalcoatl.
Yes, he's having his Aztec fantasy.
He's gonna like fucking rape her unconscious.
He showed his necrophiliac true colors.
Yes
he sure did. But he acknowledges, he's all, hey man,
I yeah.
he mentions it.
These
were
the things that would fly at that time.
It would.
Because who wouldn't do that to Donna?
Look at her. Beautiful.
In those times.
So yeah, they do the space coke and Cheech bursts through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
And then blasts off into the air.
And that's
the Chong
it, man.
Hanging onto his foot.
Yeah.
Big giant cartoon joint. Yeah, that's it, man.
We're going to have to make that picture.
And it is already time. Perfect timing at the end of this movie.
Ooh, are we going to do it?
We may end up with a triple or a quadruple breaker.
I don't know about that. Because look, crickets, bitch.
Girl.
Crickets, bitch.
Look at over here.
No, I will go.
Look
at
over here.
I will follow you.
I'll be leading.
Follow you wherever you may go.
We'll be right back.
Okay. All right. You, girl. Oh, wait.
What?
Do we got another lighter?
Yes.
I know we have several in here.
I'm already recording, by the way, but that's okay. This is fitting for this episode.
Well,
what happened to the rest of that joint? Do you have
it? It's right here. That's what I'm saying.
Here you go.
Don't bogart that joint.
So,
friend.
Nicole is taking the lead for the next couple till we get to the Corsican brothers, because all these first three movies are mixed together in my head.
Wow.
Because of the crossover and cast and just kind of plot line, whatever. So Nice Dreams is available on YouTube. And this is the one we have. Stacey Keach is back. So now they're doing weed delivery. So flash forward 30 years and you can get weed delivery.
He talks about this is that like at some point like weed will be legal and then I'll have an actual job. Before he blows up that Thunderbird in the next movie.
And
who
so they have
about his favorite customers himself.
They have the ice cream truck that they've painted to say Nice Dreams. So it's the Nice Dreams truck. And they sell it in like push up pop.
Oh,
it's like buds
nice?
Inside the push up pop container.
I want that. I would come out for the ice cream man if they had a different. What would the music be? What was the music in the.
Oh, I think it was just regular.
No, they gotta have like Cypress Hill.
I can't remember. Shit, I didn't even think about that.
It's gotta be the bells from I Want to Get High.
And they pull up in their little ice cream van next to the wife,
Ricky
Marine.
Marine. Ricky Marine.
And they try to follow her home, but like this big fat dude answers the door and they're like, whatever. So now Stacey Keach is back, but this time he's got like long hair and he's been smoking out
like
of the evidence
bags?
Room. Yes. He's got like shoulder length, kind of scraggly hair and a mustache.
Oh, okay. And well, he has to have the mustache.
And he's been smoking out of the evidence room and he has the first vape I ever remember seeing. And it's a
that's right.
It's got like an evidence tag on it.
We forgot to talk about that Gandalf pipe that fucking Chung had
in the
in the next movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, we're way beyond that now. But yes, he's got the first vape.
And it, I think it's shaped like a gun, but the barrel is clear and it you put the weed in it and it just blows the smoke and he just breathes the smoke out of the end. And so there's so he's blowing the smoke out the window on this like pigeon. And like as it goes through, they've got like a scientist who's making this weed that they're selling out of their weed truck.
Right.
And he's not making it for them. It doesn't seem like he's just a dude that they met.
He's a scientist, dude. It's just the things that they
that's
come
working
across,
on like specialty strains of weed. And well, because he's all out of it and he's all it just he's not doing it to make money.
Mr. Ages.
They just like go to his place and take weed. Like they talk to him and are friends with him. And then while one of them's talking to him, the other one loads trash bags full of fucking weed. Well, and then they're like, hey, can we have this weed? And he's like, And they're like, OK, cool. Bye.
Thanks.
And they take off. And this dude has like a lizard, I think, is where that starts. Is he's got a lizard.
A lizard?
And there's lizards like on all the pot plants, like kind of hanging out, whatever. So that becomes a thing where Sergeant Stadenko, as he's smoking this weed throughout the movie, starts becoming more and more lizard-like.
Like a lizard.
And they... and this they have the pool, the fake pool, which my parents used to do for their outdoor grow, where you put a blue tarp over the top of it.
Yes.
So that it looks like a swimming pool for the helicopters. God. So they did that in this one.
Your folks.
I know. They were right out of a Cheech and Chong movie. And so I'm like trying to think what was exciting about. So basically what you need to know about this one is this is the one where not only does Stacy Keach turn into a lizard. Donna shows back up, this time with Pee-wee, only you're the guy from the hamburger stand. And he's he's high on cocaine.
Well,
him and Donna both show up to this. So now Cheech and Chong have made some money off of weed sales truck. They like go to this nice restaurant and are having dinner when Donna and Pee-wee show up. And she remembers him from high school. Oh. So they don't reference the first one. She's like, oh, my God. We went to high school together. La, 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 la. And they're like practically getting down in the restaurant.
Right.
While Chong is left with Pee-wee, who's just.
Who is this, man?
He's like all fucked up. And so meanwhile, cops are like. It's a whole thing, only Stadenko now is not really in charge. It's like his team and these guys are
is
still.
Is it the same guys?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a new set of guys. Because he's too busy getting high. He's like locked in his fucking office the whole time.
Right.
And so Donna tells Cheech and Chong, I never had two guys at the same time.
Oh, no.
Before.
She wants to Eiffel Tower.
And she wants to take him back to her hotel room.
Oh, Donna, no.
But her boyfriend, Animal, who's in jail, calls to say he broke out of jail.
Oh, no.
And part of his little, like, wanted thing is sitting by her bedside, and Cheech reads it, and it's, like, known to hate Mexicans. And so she tells him on the phone,
is
I got a Mexican in here. And, like, she taunts him, whatever.
Isn't she Mexican?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So.
Them titties, though.
Oh, and Cheech ends up getting locked out naked on like the balcony and he climbs over to this glass elevator and is like riding up and down trying to get to the bottom floor on this glass elevator. But he's ends up like hanging and like showing all these old ladies his through the glass elevator.
Of course.
And meanwhile, Animal comes and Chong's in there and he hides under the bed. And Animal and Donna fuck on the bed on top of him.
And he has to hear it.
And he's all trapped in there.
Of course.
And Cheech finally gets back, like, banging on the door. Like, fuck, let me in. And Chong's, like, trapped under the bed. Like, oh, the fuck. So that happens. And then their money is gone. So they had all this money that they made from selling weed. And Chong gave it to Pee-wee for a check. He let him cash a check for all this money, and
like
she
a
just
Nigerian
like
Nigerian prince. That's
yeah,
a terrible
he's
idea.
Like, that's a bad idea, dude. No. This isn't gonna work. So they go to find him, and he lives at Casa del Wacos, the funny farm.
Yeah, of course.
And he's just in there, hamburger, hamburger. He just keeps saying hamburger things.
Hamburger!
Exactly. Yep. And so they end up getting their money back from him, but not before Cheech gets locked in this asylum. In a straitjacket. And Chong is mistaken for a doctor because he was wearing like a white coat or something.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they wake up to Howie the Hamburger Man.
I'm sorry I took your money. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Exactly. And so, again, this one gets mixed up with me with the one where he's the bellhop.
Yeah.
Because it's just the crossover. Him and Donna.
And then
he
was also a bellhop in fucking Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Mm-hmm. And so,
Mr. Herman.
So then they think Howie is Mr. Big, the cops. They think he's because they didn't realize that it was Casa del Wacko's. They were just following Cheech and Chong, to Mr. Big.
Of course.
Would you care for a hamburger?
Hamburger!
So cut to Cheech and Chong. They got their money back. They're suntanning in their Speedos, and you think they're like on an island, but no. They're now strippers at some male strip place, and it's their Maui and Wowie, the Sun Kings.
Gross.
And that's Nice Dream. So I got through that one pretty quick.
Gross.
So now things are tough all over.
Well, they are.
Never saw.
Nope.
Never saw. Scrolled through. It is also available on the Internet Archives. It is about them, who are also Saudi princes.
Yeah, that was weird.
Hiring Cheech and Chong to drive a car somewhere.
They have to get a vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Across the border, or across the country or something.
And then play music when they get there.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Didn't watch it as a kid.
It was weird. Like, they were even grosser then than they were before. They were grosser than before.
So now, my personal favorite.
Yes.
Still Smokin', which is available on Pluto.
Oof.
Where they are not, they aren't Cheech and Chong playing characters. They are Cheech and Chong.
Themselves.
Actors.
Yeah.
Who get a trip to Amsterdam for movie festival. That's on, like, the Holland government. Only when they get there, the signs are all for Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
And they're like, Mr. Burt. So they think Cheech is Burt Reynolds because of the mustache. Reynolds. And he shows up with, like, a cowboy hat on or whatever. And they're like, Mr. Burt, Mr. Reynolds. And he's like, what? No, man, I ain't Burt Reynolds.
No.
And so the Holland government guy is like freaking out because he's like, "What? Who are you?" And they're like, "We're Cheech and Chong." And he's like, "No, no, we canceled your trip. We're low on funds. You took Mr. Burt and Dolly Parton's seats." And they're like, "Well, sorry, our agent hooked us up with this, and we're here, whatever." So they get up to their hotel, and we get this great. I always love a spending money that isn't yours montage.
Oh yes, that's always good.
Where like they tell them they don't have to pay, they have to sign for it.
Yes.
And so they order fucking everything.
Favorite. Yeah. Yes, where you get the room service.
They order a brand new camcorder. They order bongs and weed and all this stuff.
And then you Hunter S. Thompson the fucking hotel room.
Yes. And the hotel greets them as Mr. Dolly and Mr. Burt. And they keep trying to, they're not trying to pretend to be Burt Reynolds and Dolly. They're like, no, we're Cheech and Chong, man. You don't know who we are.
No.
And so, the hotel's eager to offer them anything they need.
Anything you want.
And this is my first ever encounter, as it was Cheech's, with a bidet.
Oh!
He sits on the bidet, and it is the most high-powered.
Oh, wow.
It, like, shoots him off the fucking toilet kind of.
It can be jarring. It can be jarring. If you don't know, if you're too high to realize that it's about to be your butthole.
And it was a thick stream. It was like a hose stream.
Well,
it was, hardcore.
That could be dangerous. You could rip a hole in your colon.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So they go on a tour of Amsterdam, and they go to this weed cafe.
Well, of course you do.
And all of a sudden, because they order, I don't know, 5 menu items a piece, and not only are they weed, there are mushrooms, and there's like cocaine, I think, in some of them.
Well, it's always all kinds of shit. I don't know about that.
Yeah. So they order this huge thing, and of course, Cheech gets super fucking high.
Yeah.
And he looks across at Chong, and he's like a mushroom clown queen in pink.
Is he has the like evil bong?
He has like this big pink mushroom hat with like a big pink drapery and like clown makeup on.
With the hat, or no, with the door in it, like the spirit of soul in the desert, or whatever that was. Door. The Mighty Boosh.
But of course, Chong is like, I don't feel nothing, man. Like, you want to get a hat?
Yes.
So they go to a press conference, and Chong has this daydream that they're really well respected and well received, and he leaves Cheech to like deal with all of this stuff.
Right.
So they decide they're going to do a show because, like, the guy is freaking out about, we don't have any money. We can't pay for you guys to be here. And he's like, we'll do you a solid. We'll put on a Cheech and Chong show for you.
Oh, yeah.
And so they are planning their show. And I will never forget E.T.
Oh, yes.
Eddie Torres.
Yes.
The extra testicle.
Yes.
And Cheech has this long green T-shirt that he spray painted 3 testicles on.
Yes.
And he's got like a headband with little star, like green spangly stars.
Yeah.
And he's chasing that big Viking woman.
Yep.
Around the hotel room,
it's like
the maid.
The same thing where the big woman comes onto the stage and up in smoke.
Only she like fucking rocks his world, and then she brings Chong in too, and ends up like,
what I'm saying. It's like the same shit over and over again, really.
Yes. And so now this is okay. Part of why I love this movie is because we get interspersed with like sketches for no reason. So now there is a point. So it's they're planning their show, but out of nowhere. So there's this whole thing, the E.T. thing, whatever. And then we're Redneck, which is basically Red.
Yes.
Cousin Red.
Yeah.
And he's doing like this sketch. And then we get Blind Melon Chicken.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Which is Chong in blackface as an old blues man.
Well.
But I gotta say, the knee part.
Is he not part?
I don't know. What's Chong's heritage? I'm not sure.
I know his father's Chinese. He said his father's Chinese. His mom's a waitress. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Hold on.
But he does the thing where, like, because he's so old, he goes to start tapping his foot and he can't get his knee moving. And so he starts, like, forcing it with his hand. And then it starts going so fast, he, like, almost knocks himself off the chair.
Yep.
And then he does his song, which Blind Melon, the band, is possibly named after character. We found that, like, it said that one of the people who was in Blind Melon's dad used to tell them like the Blind Melon Chitlin sketches, and they thought it was so funny that they named their band Blind Melon. But he does this song, he's playing the harmonica, and he's like, she put one leg over my shoulder. She put 2 leg over my shoulder. She put which when I was a kid, I probably didn't even fucking get it, but I thought it was hilarious.
Of course not. There was a lot of Muff Diver. Well, the car too was called Muff Diver. There was a lot of pussy eating.
Hey, Cheech and Chong are pro pussy eating. I got no problems with that.
I have no problems with that. Zero problems with that.
So then they're at the spa. So then we're back in real life. They go to this spa in Holland, getting all sweaty, whatever. And they start talking about ideas for the show. And they talk about queer wars, F slurs in outer space.
Yeah, there was some of that.
And so I'm sorry, but like, yes, it's offensive. But if you know queer people, especially queer people into drag, it's a little bit spot on.
Yeah.
Because they're not, nothing they say is like really offensive.
No,
they're just being queenie.
It's just,
it's like watching an episode of RuPaul's Drag Race when they're in the workroom. They're just, because they're just talking about getting ready to go out for the night.
That's it.
They don't really say anything offensive. They're just like being future queens. So they're like in shiny tutus and they have weird ass makeup that's like kind of David Bowie lightning bolt. And then one of them's like kind of clown makeup. But I mean, and hey, I'm not excusing it, but I'm saying for 1984, it was not as bad as it could be. There was no F slur bashing. It was just
equal
opportunity offensiveness. We're gonna have some blackface. We're gonna slag off some queers. we're going to do a, what was the, I think there was a, there's an Italian and a Chinese.
There always is.
Reference.
Will they talk about Chinese eyes? Let's get Chinese eyes.
Right. But so then there's Con Talk, which is the reality, or it's a talk show of cons, and they're talking about gun control, and the one of them gets shot during the thing, but they're all guns don't kill people, cops kill people.
Oh, well, that's true.
And then the Dopathon.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the Dopathon. The government's burning our crops, causing a shortage. And it's like reggae Cheech selling weed at a show, and Chong is the straight-laced cop, and he comes up and like he like Cheech thinks Chong's gonna make him force him to give him a blowjob, but he wants him to pray to God. He gets the gun and he makes Chong get on his knees and he's like, and I don't want you to pray, motherfucker. And he unzips his pants, and that's the end of that one. But this next one Bruno Hakaluki.
Oh shit.
And the Invisible Man. So it's an Italian wrestler and a Japanese wrestler. So Chong is Bruno Hakaluki, the Italian wrestler.
Oh, wow.
And he's wearing a Speedo where he's got pubes coming out.
Oh, no.
Of the, not just the front on both sides, but the butt on both sides.
Yeah.
And then Cheech is like in a sumo outfit with the bun.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
But.
No.
My mom, I'm sorry, Mom, but when I was young, my mom was a hippie, and she would wear a bathing suit in the summertime.
Oh, my God.
All I could think was of this sketch of Bruno Hakaluki with the fucking pubes coming out the side of the bikini.
Bitch.
I couldn't. To say it. I'm sorry, Mother.
Is she never going to hear?
I don't know. Maybe she will, because it's
the
fucking
the one that she would listen to
would be the Cheech and Chong one. But so these dudes are tag teaming the Invisible Man, and they get him by the dick.
Yeah.
And they like pull it all around the ring like a rope, and they're like tripping. But this is one of those vaudeville physical comedy where
that was
the dialogue wasn't what was funny.
No, it's the physical comedy.
It was the sounds.
The slapstick.
They would like get clotheslined by a dick. Yeah.
It's like the silent movie quality of it. It's
right.
Like if you watched it without the sound on, it's still fucking funny.
Exactly. So, yeah. So then we get to see eventually they do. Oh, Bert and Dolly aren't coming. Let's do our live show, whatever.
Right.
And so then you get to see what would probably really be a lot of their live stage show. So like Cheech comes out as the one-armed Australian veteran who holds the trumpet with his penis and then plays it with his nose. The astronaut, which is another like mime work almost, where Cheech is like up in space and he does like on the chair where he's anti-gravity.
Yeah,
and then he just starts jerking off.
Of that too. Yeah, yeah.
The dogs, dog butt sniffing sketch. Where they play dogs that are circling each other, sniffing asses.
So gross.
And like Cheech was so ready to be Tito. He'd already even done a dog sketch.
I know.
And that's why it's called Still Smoking, is because the one of them takes a shit on stage fictitiously, one of the dogs.
He's like,
"Amen, it's still smoking." And that brings us to the Corsican Brothers.
Yes.
This was a couple years after. This was 84.
This was trying to be a departure.
Right. And this is on Tubi, by the way.
Yes. You could go watch this. You could watch this on YouTube. You could watch this on Tubi.
And this is one of those ones where you either grew up with the Corsican Brothers or you have never heard of a Cheech and Chong movie called the Corsican Brothers.
It was until I was older.
I saw this as a kid,
I know, but I had to, like I said, like there's never been a time, but I know it's not one of those things that was made up later.
Right. No, yes, it did exist when we were children.
I did see it, but not until later.
And so this is like a historical fiction comedy.
Yes, like Radon Chung.
Where they're back in Paris, France. Well, if it starts in modern France.
Yes, and they're like.
And they're Los
band.
Guys.
Yes,
the
Los
band.
Guys.
That just go make noise in France till someone pays them to shut up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they go to a diner.
And meet Radon Chung.
Radon Chung.
Who's a psychic who's like.
She has like a vision or whatever the fuck.
And Shelby and Ricky. So Shelby Chung, I forgot to mention, is in a couple of these too. His wife.
Yes.
And then now Ricky again, and now Edie McClurg again are all in this because Edie's the queen and those are her daughters.
Never gets to eat.
So you see these two little babies, these twins.
Oh, with the fucking hairy feet, like
which is just like adult Cheech and Chong with like baby with bonnets
dad,
and
his dad waiting with the makeup and the wig and the
they played their own dad, which it. Two different dudes impregnated one woman,
and he's,
I
like,
guess.
On a horse, like racing towards. Yes. It was weird.
So they're, newborns, adults with beards, whatever.
Yes. Hairy
and
feet.
They get orphaned and raised as peasants because both their fathers die.
Bails out. She, like, immediately, as soon as she sees these grown men babies with hairy hobbit.
Bye.
Off she go.
So you find out that they feel each other's feelings and pleasure, like their pain and their pleasure.
Yes, they feel their feelings.
So if one of them slaps the other one, they feel it themselves and vice versa.
Right, and they're separated at some point, correct?
So the house burns down and they get separated, whatever the orphanage or wherever they live. And 21 years later, Cheech finds his way back home and is like, Luis, it's me, your brother. And he's like, my brother's not from Mexico.
Yeah.
My brother is a Mexican, and he's like slaps himself,
and
he feels it.
Oh shit, I feel it. Like, yeah.
And Lucien catches him up. Now Lucien's all extra fancy, where Luis has been living in Mexico for 20 years.
Lucien,
right?
Lucien.
And they get sent to the guillotine by the evil Fouquet. Because Lucien leads the resistance, I guess, against the evil Fouquet.
Who fucking cares?
Who's like. He's supposed to be, what's his name, right? The who's the sadomasochistic French? Who am I thinking of? Marquis de Sade. I feel like he's supposed to be
with the makeup and the
he's the little heart mole and whatever.
Sure.
And Edie McClurg is his queen.
Yeah.
And their lives get spared, and they're sent to the dungeon.
Yeah.
And they escape. And Cheech puts his whole arm up a horse's pussy.
Yeah. Why?
I can't. He
and, like,
leans.
He gets stuck.
He leans and his arm just goes in, but
and,
then
like,
he loses something
to play
in there.
It off. Yeah,
and he has to put his arm back in there and get it back out.
The gal is telling a story, and he's like, "Oh, like it's like whatever." While he's like elbow deep in a horse pussy. Oof. Gross.
And they talk about the and see, there's a separate character unless they're referring to him, where they talk about the Marquis Doohickey.
With the hair?
Is that a different dude, right?
I don't know.
And that he's a trisexual? He'll try anything?
Yeah, he'll try anything once. And is that where that comes from?
Because I remember saying that.
Yeah?
I'm a trisexual.
I'll
try
anything
once. And so Cheech gets in drag and infiltrates the castle, but not really drag. He's like a drag queen hairstylist or something. He's fierce. And they go, and the king's hunting with Fouquet. And Cheech, he makes, he goes to do the queen's hair and he makes all her hair fall out.
Like, she's bald. She asks about the queen of Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And is it true she's bald? Then she ends up bald and he puts that wig on her while she falls asleep.
Mm-hmm. He like glues it to her head.
Well, of course.
So then he gets strapped to the wheel.
I want you to put me on the wheel.
Now whip me. Whip me,
whip
teenage babe.
Whip me, Tish, babe. Let me be your mortal slave and whip me.
Teenage babe! But of course, only Lucien can feel it.
No,
so you can whip the hell out of Louise because you don't feel shit.
Nope.
And so the Marquis is, or not the Marquis, whoever the fuck
whatever
he is, Fouquet.
The sadist.
He is not thrilled about the fact that he's not responding to this whipping.
Nope.
And so, Lucien escapes. He brings peasants to save Luis from the guillotine. Yep. They escape back to Los Guys, modern day, whatever, irritating the public again.
Of course.
So Corsican Brothers did not have a ton of meat to it. Like it had its moments, I remember liking it more. Well, but when I was 9, but I literally have not watched it since I was.
No.
10 or 11.
No.
Like,
not
I watched
it
several
it
times.
TV.
But
not since it was on TV on a Sunday.
And then now this isn't really a Cheech and Chong movie, but I feel like we have to talk about it because Tubi will introduce it next to you after you watch Corsican Brothers, which is Yellowbeard from 1983.
The Monty Python.
Graham Chapman, Peter Boyle, Cheech and Chong, Marty Feldman, Eric Idle, Madeline Kahn, and John Cleese.
And it sounds like it would be great, right?
And it is not. And David Bowie has a cameo. Yeah,
I mentioned this to my mother, and she was like, "She immediately was like, that was not a good movie."
I would have watched the whole thing just because we were doing this show, but because it came on after Corsican Brothers and it started at like 1:30 in the morning, I watched like a half hour and shut it off because it was bedtime. No. I was like, it ain't worth staying up past my bedtime for. But if you want to check that out, Cheech and Chong, as far as I could tell, were barely in it.
But I mean, it's up to you.
And then the last movie they did back in the 80s was another one we never saw. That was the other one. We already talked about that one. The one that was named after one of their albums.
Get Out of My Room.
Get Out of My Room, which I also don't think I ever saw.
No, and that was also the name of an album, but before, which had the song Born in East LA.
Born
in East LA. Just born in LA.
Just L.A.
Just
East L.A.
L.A.
And then I never saw the animated movie from 2013. No, they also did a more recent tour that's you can watch that I think maybe on Prime or something.
Probably.
I always really liked Rude Awakening, but I think it's because my mom was a hippie and it was one of those weird... Again, 89, that was... I was 10, maybe.
I feel like she would put on anything that was... Cheech and Chong. Like
yes.
If she saw something like she would
and
put
Far
on.
Out Man, which was Chong with Shelby Chong and their son. So he has a white son with his blonde wife.
He has a white
Well, because he's real he's a little wife. Surfer kid looking kid. He looks like you know who he looks like? The kid from he looks like Dave from Chainsaw Dave. He looks like that kid. But with a little surfer kind of haircut.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you see Ray Dawn and what's the other daughter's name, you don't think of Chong's kids as being like super white and blonde, but Shelby Chong's, and he's still married to Shelby Chong.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Cheech still married to Ricky?
Mm-mm.
No.
He's been married
a few times.
Yes.
But yeah, last I knew, Chong, you would still see photos of him with, it was him and Shelby when they would go to things. So it was still the girl from the Cheech and Chong movies.
Okay, let me see.
Which means that he was married prior to that and had, if Radon Chong was already old enough.
Shelby Fields, he married in 1975.
And is still married to, yeah? Doesn't have a divorce date?
Nope.
So that's a long ass marriage, man.
Yeah. Cheech Marin. He is. I think he's Maltese. Yeah. Ricky Marin, 1975-1984. Patty
Head,
1986-2009. That was a while. And Natasha Rubin, 2009 till present.
Okay. Okay.
So
yeah, those are our main memories.
I mean, there's never been a time, like we said from the beginning, there's never been a time that we were not aware of Cheech and Chong as an entity.
Right. It's like, for me, it's like my dad.
Yeah.
Cause my dad looked like Chong. I'll post a picture.
It did.
He totally did. There was something else I was going to say. God damn it.
I don't know. Was there things we were going to do? Well, now we've gone long, so who cares?
Yeah, I don't have any wrap-up stuff. We don't have any yearbook signings or anything like that this week. If you're listening, it's not the last Saturday of April yet, is it? No, we have one more to go.
No, we have one more.
But don't forget, Saturday is last Saturday of every month, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're live on YouTube.
Yeah.
Don't forget to send us a voicemail at 702-720-DOOM.
Yeah, do that. We hope you're enjoying your 420.
Yeah, smoke an extra one for us. Later,
Doomers. Later, Doomers.